Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And first off today, a row has broken out over claims made on Sunday night's BBC Country File programme about the Red Tractor Scheme. Food producers and users of the logo take part in a scheme which is designed to assure shoppers that they are buying quality food produced to high standards. But the Red Tractor Scheme came under fire on the programme, with Country File claiming that users of the logo were using much lower standards than, say, Freedom Foods or the Soil Association. Now, Assured Foods, who administer the Red Tractor logo, has hit back, saying the programme was incorrect in part and ensures shoppers get food produced to strict standards on a wide range of issues, including traceability, food safety, care for the environment and animal welfare. We'll have more on that story over the coming days as it unfolds. But now, back to that story about the community wind farms that we were talking about on Friday. The idea of the scheme is to keep money produced from turbines in the local economy. Here's Alan McLean and Stephen McKenzie from Highland Business Services, who are facilitating the new scheme. And first of all, Alan's explaining how it's going to work in practice.
Well, it's chicken and egg a wee bit. You know, we've got a number of sites which we've identified and pre-screened at this point in time, and it's really a case of it's key that we allow community to buy into these projects and to actually reward themselves with a financial return on whatever they happen to want to invest. We are very fortunate to have been funded with this post by Highland Leader and by the Cooperative Enterprise Hub, and take on somebody who's very efficient and fairly well known in the renewable sector.
Taking it forward now, what's the next move?
We've got a huge geographical variation in our sites. You know, some of them are in the islands and some of them are in, you know, Sutherland, and then we've got Rosshire. What we're trying to do is to take the local people along with us, and I think there's been a fair backlash against wind turbines in certain other parts of Scotland, namely Lanarkshire and Aberdeenshire, where the local people and the local economies feel left out. They feel a little bit alienated from the whole ethos of the renewables. So hopefully by being able to give them a capital involvement in the project, they will be more supportive of smaller scale local turbines.
So that's the very latest on that scheme, which is aimed at keeping the renewables money generated in the Highlands in the local economies of the Highlands. We'll have more on that story as it develops. But from me, that's it for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40, 12:40 with more MFR Farming.